This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The New Orleans Pelicans won the number one pick in the NBA draft lottery last night. The Pelicans will likely pick Duke's Zion Williamson, who analysts say is so good he'll transform the team immediately. The thing about the lottery is any of the 14 teams that don't qualify for the playoffs has at least a shot to take home the big prize. As Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, there's a good reason why the NBA makes its draft a game of chance.
NBA teams can only have five players on the court at a time, so
one great player can make a huge difference.
Jonathan Jensen teaches sports management at the University of North Carolina.
In 2003, LeBron James took a Cleveland Cavaliers team that really had no other good players all the way to the NBA Finals.
And that success translated into lots of cash for the Rust Belt, says veteran basketball writer Tommy Beer.
If you look at the impact that LeBron James has had on the GDP, so to speak, of Northeast Ohio and Cleveland in particular, it's a remarkably dramatic impact.
Here's why all of this matters. The impact of one player can be so great, teams could be tempted to play badly on purpose for a chance at winning the top pick. That's bad news for the league, says Beer.
People pay a lot of money to purchase tickets to watch an NBA product. They want that the best product possible on the floor.
The NBA knows this, and that's why it's tried to prevent tanking by giving other bad teams and teams that aren't quite as bad a reasonable shot of winning the lottery. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.